Thank you for calling Omax Health. This is Stacy. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. Stacy, did you say?
It's Stacy.
Yeah, hi. This is Sherilyn Bramer. I'm a client from Washington State, Everett, Washington. And I think, well, I had to change my credit card because of a attempt at an erroneous charge. So I had something that was on auto shipment, and I wondered if you could check on that.
Absolutely.
And see if I can get that sent out with my new card number.
Okay, what's your zip code?
It's 98208. I've been with you guys for quite a while.
98208?
Yeah.
And your last name?
Bramer with a B as in Bravo, R-A-M as in Motel, E-R.
B-R-A-M-E-R?
Bramer, yes.
I have Miss Cheryl
Ann.
Cheryl? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl Ann. Okay, I see it. Okay.
Actually, Ann is my middle name, but it just sometimes I'm Cheryl Ann.
I like that.
My daddy did that when I was a little girl. He just always called me by both names. So
I like it when they go by both. It's cute.
Yeah, and he'd say Cheryl Annie. That was when I was in trouble. Cheryl Annie!
Yeah, that's it.
I think I wanted, well, I do remember when I was just 3 and I had the horse outfit, you know.
Right.
We had a stable nearby, and I wanted to be Annie Oakley. Well, of course, I'm an old lady now, so you probably don't even know who Annie Oakley is.
I do not.
No, she was a famous cowgirl way back, well, even way before my time, but, you know, we knew about her. They still were playing old movies and stuff with her in there, so.
Right, okay.
So that's okay.
Alrighty, verify your email address for me.
It's my name without the and, Cheryl, I think it's under that. I had 2, CherylBramer1@gmail.com.
Okay, see, okay.
Is that what you have?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because for a while I was having a problem with that stupid Gmail account. Well, I wish I didn't have it, really. I'd like to go to Proton Mail, but it's kind of expensive.
Right.
Yeah, so I had a Cheryl Ann Bramer account at gmail.com, so. And I've been with you guys for a while, so I wanted to make sure you had it under that one. Did you find my...
Yes, ma'am. I have the Omax CBD oil.
Yeah. The last one was...
2 months ago that I see here.
3/15 was the ship date?
Yes, ma'am.
And it, yeah, $15.99. Can I still get that good price?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I see. And it is because of the card.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I figured it was, but you know how hard it is when you have to call all the vendors that you use. I only use this card for any online purchases, so I don't have
right.
to try to figure out, you know, go right to the website and did I use that card, you know? So
right.
I always use only the same one. So, but even when that goes, you know, when that happens, and I lost it in January, it was like I've had the same card for like 5 years, knock on wood. Bless me, I had no incident, and then all of a sudden, 2 within 3 months.
Oh, wow.
Well, the first one, I think I left it, you know, how you have to put it in a machine or do this or that, and all this rigmarole with these stupid face diapers and all this garbage with the plandemic. So I don't know, I kind of blame that one on me. Or even, you know, down the car seat, fell out of my purse or my little case I kept my cards in, but no findy. But so I had to replace it then. And then I no more had that like 3 weeks. And boom, I'd get a call from the security, you know, online security in my bank saying there was an attempt at some charges that were not me. So... You know, what happens when you go online for everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you need a number then.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to.
I just want to be sure I give it to you when you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
You have set, what's the last 4 on the number that you have, or do you have that?
7803.
Oh, wow. I still have you?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
It got real staticky.
The last four of the card is 7803.
That is the last four of my card that's current.
Of the new card?
Yep.
Let's see.
It is. Unless I might have called and put it on hold before then. I don't know, but that's, God, don't tell me that there's a problem with that card.
Let's see here. Did I say it was paused here? Let me go back and look. One moment.
Yeah, it was.
Sure.
That. I'll tell you what happened. I made a purchase from the UK, and my bank is very, very, well, I guess it's a good thing, but it can be kind of annoying. They're very protective, and so I can guarantee, well, at least they didn't freeze the card and causing me to have it be replaced again. But I made a purchase from a pharmaceutical company in the UK, and evidently it was flagged somehow because it was a fairly large purchase. Anyway, so I had to get on the phone, and they did pause my card. So that's what happened.
Right. Okay. Give me just a second here.
So if maybe you want to give it another try and see.
It looks like it's tried to bill you. Okay. All right. Give me 1 second here.
Okay. And I just cleared that up about 8 or 9 days ago. So they did pause it briefly because this company in the UK called me and says, well, we tried to put it through and it didn't go through. And I said, well, I'll be darned. So I had to call my bank twice to say it's okay. But they may have, I don't know why you'd get hung up in the pause, but.
You're fine. Okay, I have your next order. You'll be charged tomorrow, and it'll be shipped out tomorrow. You're back on your regular subscription.
Okay, for that one. How
yes,
about
ma'am.
My how about my Omax rub-on tincture? The I can't think of what it's actually technically.
Is this the
called.
One that you get every 2 months for $31.96?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that due next month, the 1st of June?
Let's see here.
Because I still have a bit, but the jar feels awful light.
Let's see the card info. And it's still 7803?
Uh-huh. It's
that's
the only
the
one
card?
I use.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the third number this in 2021 because, like I said, the first time I misplaced my card somewhere, second time there was someone trying to do some shenanigans. And my bank caught it with the protection service they have, so they had to freeze that number. Good thing I remember those numbers pretty well, because otherwise.
Okay, you're back in good standing with both, and I'll go ahead and put both of them out for new shipment tomorrow. How
okay.
does that sound?
When was the last of the ointment, the Omax freeze?
Let's see. I'm going to make sure I put your next order date as tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second here.
Because was that in 3/15 too, the Omax freeze?
That's what I'm looking at right this second.
Oh, okay. Because one time I got two of them really close together, and I really didn't need them. I don't know if I had accidentally ordered it twice.
The last one you got for this one was in February the 24th.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Excuse me. March the 13th.
That can't be right.
March the 13th,
huh?
You got an Omax Pure Tincture CBD oil, and then the last Cryo Freeze,
CBD, that's what it's called.
The Cryo Freeze CBD Sport Cooling Cream was last sent out February 24th.
Oh, it was the end of February. That's still a long time back.
Yes, ma'am.
But I think I got two really close together because I had to go on. I think I had it on every some bizarre thing like every 3 weeks or something. You have to walk, you know. And so, now, okay, so we're good. They're good to be ordered tomorrow,
yes,
then?
Yes, ma'am. You'll see the charge for the CryoFreeze and the charge for the CBD oil, and then you'll be back on your subscription. The CBD oil is every month. The CryoFreeze is every 2 months.
Perfect.
All right,
perfect.
Ma'am.
All right.
Is there anything
You've been
else
a,
I can help you
a delight. Thank you for the wonderful service.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling on Max Health. Have a wonderful day.
Oh, you do the same. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.